Hi, did you know that Californians lose $158 million a year to romance scams? So in 2022, Californian online daters were the biggest losers to romance scams. So it's basically a whopping $71,883 on average lost per victim. Wow. Oh my gosh. So basically, I was watching a documentary yesterday on Netflix that kind of discusses that. It had the girl from the Tinder swindler. So basically, they fall in love with these people, they just met them, and then they're already asking for money. So they shell out all these hundreds of thousands of dollars money to these people that they barely even know. So I'm gonna tell you this, as somebody that cares about you, because if you don't listen to the show, I could give a fucking fuck less about you, you're dead to me. But if you're a listener to my show, I'm gonna tell you, please, don't give fucking money to people you don't know. I know there's emergencies that happen and things happen, but that person relying on you when they just met you and they don't have friends and family, that's a little sketch. It's a little bit of a sketchy thing to do. And especially a big, large lump sum of money, that's already a red flag. And especially since you just met them and they had, you know what I mean? There's a lot of things that are just super sketchy and it's just wrong, you know? Like sometimes, yes, emergencies happen, but you have to understand too that you kind of have to be like, why is this person asking me for tons of money all of a sudden? You know, there's a lot of things. A lot of people are untrustworthy. You know, you have to be careful in dating. There's tons of scammers out there. Tons! And not only that, catfishers. So I want you guys to be careful. Definitely keep your eyes open because there's a lot of shitty people out there. So welcome to an episode of Nevermind a Broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Smut. So the first band are called Mocosos, and they sent me a song in Spanish called Esta es la Ciudad. Basically, this is our city in English, and I love it because it sends an important message of unity. You know, it's a street punk song, but I love that it sends an important message. We need that now more than ever. There's tons of things that are happening now that people are just, like, not understanding. Doesn't make sense. The hatred, the racism, all this shit should be left in the past, but apparently we're coming across it again. You know, it's just crazy. So definitely check out this band. I've had them on my show before. They're called Mocosos, and esta es la ciudad, y viva la raza. So that was Mocosos with Esta es la Ciudad, and this next band from Hawaii. I've had them on the show multiple times, and I love getting music from them. The song is called Hate from a Book, and it's basically a song about those in power who abuse the minds of religious people for political and financial gain. Boy, are we seeing that now. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's becoming to the point where it's fucking unbearable being an American citizen. It fucking sucks. And there's so many, like, tons of rules, and, like, we're leading into authoritarianism. There's so much shit going on. I could basically ramble on, and I could go into another episode about what's going on in the world, but then there'd be no music. It'll just be me being pissed off and angry, and you guys don't want to hear that, because everybody has opinions on politics. Everybody has their own opinions, and I just think that just let people live. Just stop being, you know what I mean? Who cares? Like, why? I'm not saying who cares about politics, but I'm saying, why are we so obsessed? There's some people, especially, not everybody, because religion is a touchy subject, but especially since, I'm not saying religion is bad, but people who take it so seriously and try to impose their views on others, I don't agree with that. I will never, ever agree with somebody imposing their views on the others. I just think that it's wrong. You know, you should just let people live their lives. You know, just like how you have your own social media pages. Imagine somebody telling you, you can't fucking post that. Well, that's your fucking page, which I know people get their shit recorded and all that stuff, but it's still your page. I can't tell you what to do on your page. You can't tell me what to do on mine. So my thing is, there's so much shit that's going on, and I mean, thousands of people, I have an opinion, but I'm going to piss off so many people, and I already have. But this song goes into what is going on. And when people say punk isn't political, I don't know what to tell you. Like, you're a lost cause. So I love this band because they're basically saying what everyone else is scared to say. And that's the truth. So this is Hate from a Book by El Sancho. That was Hate from a Book by El Sancho. And then this next band, I've had them on my show before, called Turkey Vulture. And this is a cover of a song called In the Pines, and it's a cover by Lead Belly. The original song was just super haunting and interesting. And I didn't really know about the song until I researched it and thought, man, this is a really cool cover to do. And then with Jessie, she just kills it with her voice. Like, she just has, like, this strong, badass voice that is so potent, and it just captures the, you know, the haunting lyrics, the haunting words. It's just their version of a folk-sounding but haunting song, and I think they did a really good job covering that song. And I think that it's really cool when you can take a cover of an old song and turn it into something awesome and something different. And something in the way, especially having a female singing it, it just changes everything. So it's really cool. So check it out. This is In the Pines by Turkey Vulture.
girl, my girl, don't you lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pines, oh, in the pines where the sun don't ever shine. I will shiver the whole night through. About a mile from here, his head was found in a driver's wheel, but his body never was found. The longest train that I ever saw was down on that New Haven line. The engine passed about 6:30. The cab, it passed around 9. My girl, don't you lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pines, or in the pines where the sun don't ever shine. Oh, I'm going where the cold wind blows. Where'd you get that store-bought dress and those shoes I should wear so fine? I got my shoes from a railroad man. I got my dress from a driver in the mine. Little girl, what have I done that you treat me so bitter and cold? I feel your hands around my neck, the hands that I used to hold. My girl, don't you lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pines, or in the pines where the sun don't ever shine. Oh, I'm shivering the whole night through. My girl, don't you dare lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pines where the sun don't ever shine. I'll shiver the whole night.
So that was In the Pines by Turkey Vulture and this next band. They're from Pennsylvania, and I've had them on the show before, Carousels, and the song is called Graze. And it's definitely an awesome tune. It's just hard-hitting, just no bullshit, hardcore punk rock. And I really, really love the Pennsylvania punk rock sound. I mean, even when I played in shows before in Pennsylvania, they just have their own sound. You could tell that this is a Pennsylvanian punk sound. We don't fuck around. We don't have time for bullshit. We're gonna play you this fucking song and we're gonna keep it moving. And I love that. It is so cool. Like, you could play at a punk show and you know you're at a punk show. You know you're fucking right there. You're about to get the fucking song, you know what I mean? Like, you're in your face, and I love that. So this is Graze by Carousels.
Catch me up.
So that was Grazed by Carousels, and we're at the last song of the episode. Thank you guys for listening, for tuning in, for spreading the word, and for all the bands for sending me music. I appreciate all of you guys. I'm actually thinking about starting a blog, maybe to get more involved with probably doing, you know, blog interviews and maybe reviews and all this stuff. So I'm getting that together. I'm trying to figure out the details of everything. So that's being worked on. So I definitely want, you know, to have more stuff going for you guys. Because, you know, I can't let you go. I can't quit you, you know? So, again, this is the last song of the episode. And this band are from Edmonton. They're called Broken Yokes. They're Edmonton skate punks. And they're a three-piece Canadian punk rock band. And the song is called Danger Close. And it's awesome. Check them out. I mean, I wish I could do an ollie, but all I could do is play Tony Hawk instead. So, I mean, this song could fit right with the Tony Hawk soundtrack. So check it out. So this is Danger Close by Broken Yokes and Brought Out.
Choking the